Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Good morning. Today our guest is Tom Minery from Focus on the Family, who 10 years ago wrote a book called Why You Can't Stay Silent, A Biblical Mandate to Shape Our Culture. Welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being with you.
What prompted you to write this book 10 years ago?
It just seems that the country that we live in is a country where there is tremendous freedom. And a lot of people think that's freedom to do what you want. But I don't think that's true, particularly from a biblical perspective. And that entails knowing the difference between right and wrong. If we're to maintain our freedom, freedom for the gospel, religious freedom, then we have to have standards of right and wrong. And people who understand what is right and wrong are very significant people. Christian people with a foundation of biblical principle understand that there are some things that are really right and some things that are really wrong. And the infusion of those principles has to be constant, has to be prevalent in a free society. Because if we lose the distinction between what is right and what is wrong, everyone doing his own thing, we degenerate into chaos. And then the only way to preserve order in a society like that is at the point of a gun. Then you begin to talk about tyranny. Tyranny will stamp out anything that is in opposition to its own authority.
Well, it's very obvious that we were founded as one nation under God with a lot of Christian principle, a lot of pulpits who were aflame with the truth, and a lot of people who were subscribers to Christianity. But that's all changed today, and we have a lot of people out there who are very secular, anti-God, atheist, and so on and so forth. So no longer does the culture we live in seem to have a moral compass like we do with the Word of God, which makes it imperative for us to influence, like salt and light requires us to speak up in the context of our world to make a difference if we can. It's still a free world, though. People make their decisions. So when you look at the situation as you saw it 10 years ago, what would you say about today? Is it worse?
Well, I think it is worse. I think it is worse. We have a secularism that is now rampant in society, and that secularism works against the idea that there is a God, that there is a God who matters, a God who cares, and a God who is authoritative in the lives of people. And you can see that in popular culture, how movies, how entertainers are quick to make jokes about biblical Christianity. They would not make so many jokes about Islam. They would not make so many jokes about secularists. But for some reason, biblical Christianity can be the subject of jokes and ridicule. And that is because it is seen to be something that is powerful, that it is something that matters in the lives of people. It prescribes what's right and what's wrong. In our society, which is highly secular, that is anathema, the idea that anything can be right and anything can be wrong. Certainly the idea that there is a biblical God who has created the universe, that is seen today to be a joke. And the question of whether we're worse off today or better off today comes up a lot. In many ways, we are worse off because Christian people do not like controversy.
Well, Tom, our time is up, but we are going to have you back the next 2 weeks. And obviously, we're in a spiritual warfare, and if we're going to defend our rights, it may come to the point of civil disobedience. And we're going to talk about that next week, so join us then.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.